Why not transform a love for sweet treats into a booming business? What's the secret recipe behind a successful dessert enterprise? Welcome to another exciting episode of the CVMK Show. Today, we're diving into the sugary world of dessert entrepreneurship with the rising founder of Mary's Jars, Kristen.
Welcome back to another episode of the CVMK Show, because it is what it is. It's the best show on the planet. You know why? Because I'm the best host on the planet. But I need you to do a couple things. If you're watching this, you're not sharing, you're being selfish. Share with your people. Share with your pastors. Share with your tribe. Share with your coworkers. Yo, one word, four letters on YouTube. CVMK, where it goes down. I want to thank y'all. We have finally crossed over 14,000 subscribers. CVMK underscore global. The Instagram page for our website for the supplements. We are over 72,000 followers, y'all. I'm drinking my protein shake right now. You know what's in it? The Whey, because it's The Whey. It's the best protein on the planet. We're dropping the vanilla one real soon, but I want y'all to get there. We just did the remix of Warrior Thirst, the workout, the pre-workout. I'm telling y'all, get it today, www.cvmkglobal.store. It is what it is, underscore show, TikTok, CVMK Globe, Snapchat, CVMK Global, fan base, CVMK Global, Twitter, or X, I'm sorry, no longer Twitter, CVMK Global, where it goes down. We have an amazing, and I do mean an amazing episode. We are featuring this rising entrepreneur. I met her at the Just Us Girls Conference. And you know, saw her stand, and obviously as a vendor, you know, you're, you know, there and you're watching, you're seeing, you know, traffic and, you know, competing, you know, it's kind of like being at a carnival, you know, like, hey, he's stopping on my booth. Why not? You're stopping on my booth. This lady sold out. She came with a bag of all this dessert and all, and when she left, she had nothing to carry. And I got jealous and I was like, I got to get her on the show. She's becoming the queen of desserts in Chicago. And she's doing big things. Once we return, we're going to listen and we're going to watch and we're going to learn from Kristen, the CEO and founder of Mary Jars. That's a quick word from our sponsors. Kristen, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well.
I appreciate you. Look, thank you so much. You're being on the show. I know it's late nights for us. You know, I'm just getting back from the gym. That's why I'm in my gear. I'm only going to show from the nipples up. I'm only going to show from this because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to give anybody any advertisement dollars. You're not paying to be on here.
I understand that.
But, you know, it is a pleasure. One thing about it, leaders recognize leaders. You know, hip hop, they say real recognize real. Mm-hmm. And when I saw your brand, when I saw your stand, you know, you're looking around, right? And there was multiple vendors there.
Right.
Multiple vendors, right? And I'm just looking. I'm just like, okay, I see over there. Okay, I see this one over there. Okay. But I'm looking, I'm like, and I did, you know, we always got, you know, talk to people. You know,
yes, you are.
But I wasn't doing what you was doing. And I was like, this lady, I mean, effortlessly, people coming up. I looked up when I first got there, table was filled, all types of, you know, delicious assortments. Mm-hmm. And about halfway through, half table was gone. By the end of it, there was nothing.
Yes.
She donated a cookie to me. And I don't know if she felt sorry or whatever, but, and I was like, man, I got to get on the show because this is not random. And this is a sign of things to come. So with that being said, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. Introduce yourself to the tribe. And then I got some questions for you.
Awesome. Awesome. So thank you for having me first and foremost, Cody. I do certainly appreciate this opportunity. As you mentioned, my name is Kristen. I am the founder and CEO of Mary's Jars. Just a little bit behind myself, about myself. I'm currently a corporate trainer as my normal 9-to-5 job, right? Mary's Jars kind of started off something that was a hobby for me, or not necessarily a hobby. What actually happened is that my grandmother had passed away. So Mary Jars is actually my grandmother's name. Thank you. Mary is my grandmother. She passed away. And for me, it was the first death that I experienced within my family that really hit home. I mean, as a kid, I lost my great grandparents, but I was so young in age that it really didn't affect me too much. So being that I lost my grandmother when I was an adult, that was the first time that I actually experienced such a traumatic situation or have a traumatic experience, period. And as most families and most Black families, the grandmother is the matriarch of the family, right?
Yeah.
So losing her was a tough deal. Tough deal for us all, but most importantly, I'll speak about what it did for me. My grandmother was my connection. She was my supporter. She was my cheerleader. No, right or wrong, she had my back. There was nothing that she would tell me to my face that I did wrong. She may say it to my mom or aunts or things of that nature, but to her, I was an angel. I was the best thing. Yeah. I like to joke around and say I was her favorite because that's how I feel. So losing her was, like I said, very, very big for me. However, with that, Mary's Jars wasn't established until maybe about a year and a half to 2 years after I lost my grandmother. Reason being is that I experienced what we call delayed grief. I kind of just put it out of my mind. I didn't want to accept the fact that she was gone. So after the funeral, I cried my eyes at her funeral. But after that, Cody, to be honest, that was it. I never looked back. I never would make myself remember that my grandmother is no longer here. At that time of my life, life was going great. So I continued to just, you know, live in the highs and not dwell on the lows at all. Moving forward, life did not go so great. Life wasn't so great anymore. And things are happening to me that brought me into a situation of what I like to say was depression, right? Mm. With that, brought back the loss of my grandmother. Actually, a coworker of mine lost their grandmother at that time. And feeling sorry for her, or feeling the empathy for her, brought up the trauma for me. So now my body's reacting to something that I did not react to before. And I took it bad. I found myself in a bad slump. Life in itself was not going great for me. But now I'm just bombarded with these emotions that I can't get myself out of. I never was a baker before. Never was a baker before. I've always loved cooking. I am the middle child of three siblings. So I did most of the cooking within the household. No complaints, because it was something I enjoyed to do. I felt it rewarding when my family loved what I made, right? So with that being said, I'm like, well, let me see what else I can get into. And there is how we started Mary's Jars. I started making cheesecake jars. It was something, a dessert in a jar was something that was just kind of like trending at the time. And so I said, well, you know, let me see what I can do with it. Never really dabbled in baking before. I'm a pretty good cook, so people will say. So let me see what I can do as far as the dessert world goes. And honestly, I hit it off right out the park. The first jars that I started to make was a strawberry cheesecake jar.
Yeah.
From there, it was a Snickers jar as well as the caramel jar, which is now my three founders for a cheesecake. Those are the special orders, those are go-to, those are the ones that people are always asking for, which is so great because they were my three initial babies is what I called them. So trying to process the delayed grief, processing that life wasn't going so well, I started to just focus on making these desserts, because when I'm making the desserts, I'm not thinking about anything else. My mind is solely focused on the creativity, how I'm not only just looking to make things taste good, but I like to make things look good. I want my desserts to taste as good as they look, and vice versa. So honing in on that and focusing on how beautiful can I make this arrangement? I mean, it's cheesecake in a jar. You can't really go too far with that, right? But I wanted to make it look the best that it can be, so that when you look at it off back, you want to say, hey, I have to try that. So I just started experimenting. Yeah. From there, I would just hand out my jars to my family and my friends, because at that point I realized that it was helping me process my life. It was helping me process, the loss of my grandmother, because I just felt like this was something that I created for her. So it made her continue to live on. We have nothing else within my family that we can say that this is solely my grandmother's. This is what she did, so we're going to continue this tradition. So this for me was it. This was me kind of in a way paying homage to her.
Sure.
For all that she's done, for always being my support system, always looking out for me. So how can I give that back to her? And so this was how I said, you know, the first name that came out of my mouth was Mary's Jars. That's what we're going to call this, Mary's Jars. And like I said, I started handing the jars out to family and friends.
Yeah.
And it got to a point where eventually my best friend was like, you know what? I'm going to start paying for these because I want you to make more. And I love that you're handing me one or two or three at a time, but I want to bulk load and I want to be able to support you. You're my best friend, but I don't mm-hmm. want to use you. And I would tell her, like, we've grown up together. We've known each other since we were 14 sure. years old. Sure. The godmother to her kids, she's the godmother to mine. There's no way I'm charging her for anything, right?
Right.
She wouldn't accept it. She would not allow me to continue to give her free jars or free desserts, period.
So I think you hit upon a few things. There's about three major things in that. I think the first thing is that you have found purpose through pain. Which I'm starting to figure out is a commonality with leaders. Their pain provokes purpose, which enables destiny to be enacted. Interesting that maybe that's why God allows us to feel pain so that he can move us, right? Because catharsis or enjoyment or happiness produces zero movement, right? So that's one thing. The second thing is that like many entrepreneurs, I always say, you know, we cheat on our jobs with our careers, right? Like, yes. You know, like, yeah, this is what I do on LinkedIn, but this is until I replace this, you know, so it's always an interesting, you know, tidbit to know that that's, you know, the only one out there. But I think what's inspiring is that you said something that to me has to be unfolded. I want my dessert to look as good as it tastes and taste as good as it looks. I think, and you know, like I try to be as health conscious as possible. So when I do eat dessert, most dessert is, I won't say rushed. I'm just say lazy. It is either not decorated or it's not tasteful. So you can get a cake. It can be an upside down cake, but there's not enough theatrics in it to make me look twice, but it tastes good.
Yeah.
And then you can get a cake that has all the birthday splendor and all the colors. And then in the back of your head, you're like, this is garbage. Right. So that balance, what is your process to ensure the I won't say decorative side, but yes, the decorative side and the delicious side, like how do you marry the two?
So for me, I first start off with the actual taste of the dessert. Sure. I want to make sure that I nail down a good solid base, whether it's cheesecake, because now we've expanded beyond cheesecake jars. Now we're doing cake pops, we're doing cakes, we're doing chocolate covered pretzels and strawberries and cupcakes and all type of wonders, right? So for me, I think it's beneficial. I think it's very important for you to start off with a good solid surface. It's kind of like when you are molding clay, you know, you can't just go in and just swap the clay in together any kind of way. You have to start off with a good healthy balance, a good solid form, right? So for me, that's what it is. Once I get my cheesecake batter to a good solid tasting form without looks, without anything else, then I have something to build on.
Yeah.
So once I get the solid base together, I'm going to go in and what I actually do, to be honest, is I'll draw things out on paper. I'll sketch it up on paper. I'll give myself a rough tutorial of what I want it to look like. And that's always just my rough draft. I'm never going to actually stick to the design on paper because for me, it starts with that first design. When I design something out on paper first, I already know that I'm going to enhance that because it's something about being in the process of it for me where things just click. Creativity just jumps out. I tell everyone I work phenomenally under pressure. Yeah. And once I get a good sketch out on pen and paper, then for me, the pressure comes in of actually executing the design. When I'm in the phase of executing the design, more thoughts pop up. And I'm like, you know what? I can do this and that will make this look better. I can add a splash of gold on this and that's just going to pop, you know, or I could throw a little confetti, or let's not throw sprinkles on here. Simplicity also stands out. So I think the best way for me to answer is that one, you need to start with a solid base. Start with a good, the perfect of the best that you can possibly produce. If it takes you to go back into the oven 4 or 5 times to keep redoing it so you make it what you need it, then that's part of the process. Once you are confident in the product, then design and creativity will come after. When you are confident that you have a good, solid product, you're so empowered to design it. You're so empowered to add more to it to make the visual aesthetics pop out, because you already know that taste wise, I'm gonna wow you. I'm gonna blow you apart.
Right.
So how can now? I just need you to visually bite in, and it's just something about being confident. It's something about knowing that this is tasting great and I made it. It's something about that little empowerment that makes my creativity just flow. And when I'm executing a design, I'm going to add tidbits, whatever my mind tells me that this is going to make this cupcake stand out from the rest. Or if it's a simple piping swirl design or simple, like I said, executing of sprinkles, whatever I think that's going to make this stand out or draw you in is what I'm going to do. And a lot of times that just comes from being under pressure.
I like that. We're going to talk about performing under pressure because I think, you know, back to the original premise, to perform under pressure, you have to either have not just strong will, but strong support. And your tribe, you mentioned, you know, your best friend you grew up with, who is also godmother to your child. I want to talk about that because what I learned, the claps, as you expand, as you grow, as you develop, like you first start, everybody like, I mean, everybody's just, yeah, you can do it. You know, black boy joy, black girl mm-hmm. magic, you know, stupid stuff. Like, I mean, not stupid stuff, but you know, stuff like that, you know,
yeah.
Hashtag affirmations. But when you start, let's say you hit a home run, let's say you just get one over the fence. It don't even have to be a home run. It can be a ground roll double. All of a sudden it's like,
you got that right.
You know, so we're going to talk about that tribal experience. We'll return quick word from our sponsors.
There's a hero in all of us waiting to be unleashed. All it takes is just that one last push. Activate the hero within with CVMK Global Supplements. All natural, steroid free, designed to enhance performance, build muscle, and increase energy. You are unstoppable. You can do this. Become your own hero at www.cvmkglobal.store.
Y'all, I brought with me Superpower. This is our number one. This is sold out right now. That's how hot it is. But we just rebranded. We just dropped the remix to Warrior Thirst. I want you to get Warrior Thirst. It's out. It comes in honeydew watermelon. You have never tasted a pre-workout like this. Amazing. It's a vibe. That's all I got to say. www.cvnkglobal.store. Go on there. Click on Signature Supplements. It's a little three, I think, tab bars. Scroll down, Signature Supplements. Find it. Add it to your cart. Shop today. I'm going to give you a code. CVMK24, 24% off. But yo, look, cvmkglobal.store. The best fitness supplements and apparel on the planet. All right. So, the tribe. The tribe is it's ever evolving and it's ever defining itself. People have capacity and willingness, and the two aren't always in sync.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody might have the capacity to support, mm-hmm. to celebrate, not the willingness. Somebody might have the willingness, not the capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And you need both. And what you find out is that the Lord removes you from your tribe,
mm-hmm.
and gives you a new tribe so that you don't become tribalistic.
Good. Yes.
It's a hard lesson.
Yes.
It's a very disappointing lesson because you think that, man, I got this business. People are going to support me, man. I supported them. But human beings are funny.
Yes.
And unpredictable.
Absolutely.
So, Kristen, so for you, tell me about a time, you don't have to name drop.
Gotcha.
But share with me that shock, that disappointment that you was like, really? But then that kind of joy, you was like, really? Mm-hmm. So two really stories.
Gotcha. So it's funny that you bring this up, because this may be a little difficult for me to answer.
Sure.
Reason being is I mentioned already that my grandmother was my full support, right? Yeah. My mother is the oldest of, my grandmother had four children. My mother is the oldest of all four girls, right? So we're a close-knit family. We've always grown up within walking distance of one another. We see each other every holiday, things like that. I had my daughter when I was still in high school. So for me, it kind of put, you know, a stigma or a stain on my name within my family.
Sure.
They all supported me, you know, verbally, out loud, things of that nature. Love my daughter to pieces. However, it still felt like, you know, whispers behind my back or whispers in the dark. You know, things like that.
Yeah.
My grandmother never folded, never folded, never faded. I was in the military. Shout out to the Navy. I was in the military for, I want to say maybe a year or two out of high school. My grandmother never stopped checking up on me. Always called, never missed a beat. I didn't have that from the remainder of my family. I was the only one no longer living in the state of Illinois. I had moved out of state. I'm across seas over in Florida, or not necessarily across seas, but across the state, across state lines over in Florida. And I just didn't feel the connection anymore. I didn't feel the support anymore. Where I found support was within my Navy brethren. They came to my aid. They, you know, supported me in anything that I did. It wasn't this. It wasn't Mary's Jars. You know, it was just Kristen at that point. Mm. But I share that to say that I had an early on experience of losing support before I jumped into this business.
Mm.
Having that early on experience gave me the capabilities and confidence that I need me and God.
Yeah.
I need me and God. I talk to God daily. I have my relationship with God, and I ask for discernment. I ask for guidance. I ask for directions. If God is talking back to me and telling me the things or the avenue that I am trying to pursue is according to his plan, that's all the support I need, because I know that if he said it was okay, he has it all aligned for me already. The physical support is within the human beings. That's going to come because God has already ordained this step that I'm taking.
Yeah.
With that, he's not going to let me be out here without any cheerleaders, without any support, without any, you know, promotion or marketing, that it just out here making stuff to just make it. You know, I feel that because he said this was so, because he said that I can do this, he's going to provide me that avenue. He's going to provide me that audience. That audience is going to become my support. Yeah. It doesn't have to be for me. Direct family or friends, because I have that within God, and God says that this is okay, that this is for you, then that is for me, and I know he's going to give me the audience to continue on. Prime example was the pop-up shop. I have, you know, Cody, that was my first ever pop-up shop. Never done one before. I was absolutely nervous going into it because I'm relying on stranger support. People have never heard of me. People have never had my desserts before. This is just all taking it for face value and trusting that you're going to like it. I prayed before I signed up. I asked for discernment. God said, do it. God said, I have you. What you need, I will give you. And so I went away with making the best of the best that I can make. And I laid it out on the table, and I let God take it from there.
Yeah.
And he literally took it from there. As you said, I walked away with not having to take home any product. And that was amazing for me. Amazing. So I don't necessarily know what, I don't feel that I've lost supporters within this avenue of Mary's Jars. I feel actually that I've gained back what I lost way back in high school. Mm. My family are, you know, looking to me to provide desserts for their parties and their events now. My family is on my Mary's Jars Instagram supporting everything that I post.
Yeah.
Where I can go back to just the times that I was in the Navy, early 2000s, where I didn't feel that. I didn't feel that from them. So what was taken away from me early on before I started this business actually gave it back to me.
Wow. Wow. That's wow. That's inspirational. I want to pivot. Marketing. Marketing is huge. Let's talk marketing strategy. I'm going to jump to a quick break for my sponsors and in return. We're going to talk marketing.
Unfortunately, every day is not a day of spring. Life is filled with toxic temptations designed to entice you, to destroy you, to manipulate you, to poison you, to harm you, to cancel you, and to make you sick. And at CVMK, we've designed supplements so that you can fight back. You can be who you were destined to be. You can unleash the hero within. With our signature supplement line, go to www.cvmkglobal.store.
Y'all, www.cvnkglobal.store, where it goes down. CVNK, look what I got with it. Transform, got the vegan protein right here in vanilla. www.cvnkglobal.store. Trust me, you won't be disappointed. 130 cows, 25, oh, it's 20 grams. 20 grams of protein. You want to get it. I use it. I use that and my whey, you know, so I just switch between the two. But www.cvnkglobal.store. All right, so marketing, right?
Yeah.
Great example of marketing. marketing is an art and a science combined.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it is more arty or artistic. Sometimes, because you're not just randomly throwing darts, you try to get the science, try to get the analytics.
Mm-hmm.
Who are we marketing to? You know. What's the preferred demographic? Who's our audience?
Mm-hmm.
What's our brand message? All these, you know, stuff you pay consultants. And sometimes it's like, man, I just want to make cookies, right? I just want to sell cookies, right? But right. but you gotta, you know, generate revenue. So
yeah.
Marketing. What are you doing in terms of marketing to kind of separate? You know, I've been watching you on the gram, right? I've been watching the posts and the reels and seeing, you know, just kind of the vast array of products that you can make. What's like the next phase, right? Because, you know, right now, and I know this sounds loaded, but it's really simple. What are you doing next? But right now, you know, with technology, marketing is no longer left up to the big ad, you know, advertisement agencies.
Right.
You can do it from your phone, from your laptop. You can create message and content pieces that connect and speak directly to the consumer. Now, I would say we have the power more than ever, right? So what are you doing as far as marketing?
So to be honest, I struggle with marketing like most entrepreneurs in the beginning. I'm still finding what works and what doesn't work. I find posting every day. I know you hear it a lot. I know every content creator tells you post every day. They're absolutely not wrong. That's the only way you're going to continue to bring attention and engagement to your page, especially because we live in a world where social media leads. So even if you have the best of the best, the question is going to be is, what's your social media? What's your handle? Where can I find you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one wants just to Google your information. They want you to have a handle. They want you to be able to go to a place, whether IG, TikTok, Facebook, and be able to look at what you're offering. So you need to be able to show them. You need to be able to show them your product base. You don't need to post every item that you make. So what I do for Mary's Jars is, you know, I post based on the seasons. Like today, for instance, now that we're entering spring, I do make candy apples as well as happy apples. So that was a post I made, you know, targeting the fact that we're entering spring. These are nice spring treats that are common. Easter, I posted things that we can add to Easter baskets, you know, trying to keep along with the trend of what's happening now. I know that I know stay-at-home moms, I know moms in general or families in general are going to go to social media to look for ideas for Easter baskets, look for different ways of how Easter baskets are not what they used to be when we were younger, right? So they're looking for ways to enhance them, make their basket the best. How can this basket stand out versus what it did last year? By adding Mary's Jars to it, you know? So those are things that I plug in on that. You know, we make a custom smash box that you can add to your Easter basket, especially for teenage kids who may not enjoy the thrill of the baskets as much as they used to as kids. So I just try to focus on the upcoming holidays. My post will relate to that. My post will relate to the season at the time. You know, I don't post my hot cocoa bombs during the summer because who's interested in hot cocoa bombs in the summer? Right. But I will post it all winter long, let you know, if you're feeling cold, warm up to one of our hot cocoa bombs. But in the summertime, we make candied fruit, you know, candy fruit, whatever the case may be. I'm going to post according to the season and according to upcoming holidays. I'm still trying to figure out the hashtag engagement, what hashtags work and which, you know, don't bring you any attention.
I don't know. I'll be making stuff up, but I'll be posting. I'll be like, hashtag effort. It just depends on what I like saying that day.
Yeah. I know Instagram does a lovely job of letting you know how many people have used this hashtag, such as sweet treats. That's one I like to use a lot. The hashtag sweet treats alone is a common phrase that is searched within Instagram. It has its that hashtag is viewed over 50,000 times. So that's the one I'm going to use because it already brings in traffic, right? So that's why I'm kind of working the hashtags. Once I get better with it, I'll have more to talk about. But I'm still learning the whole promotion and marketing.
You're fine. Look, I'm no expert, but it's just doing it. You fail forward. And
yes.
You start realizing that the more I do it, the more comfortable I become at doing it. And then you start to feel yourself, like your brand, what do you want to capture, how you want the lens. Like you start really learning the art of it.
Yeah.
And then the science starts to come back to you. So you start seeing this post got this many views, this many likes. Mm-hmm. The conversion rate was what? Right. And so like, I think the biggest hurdle for any entrepreneur is fear.
Absolutely.
And I think when you remove that, like, look, first of all, nobody has mastered marketing. All right. It's ever evolving, it's ever changing. There will always be a new thing, a new trend, somebody that rises to the top, somebody that doesn't, right? So it's always going to be this constant chase. But what you can do is to present yourself, right? And allow the consumer to make. And I think the Bible is right. I think there's a parable of Jesus and the talents, and something that I remind myself daily, you know, Jesus gets mad at the one that buried their talent, you know, and then the one that buried the talent, he says, you know, I know you were, you know, a hard and austere, a sanctified man. I didn't want to mess up. I didn't want to be imperfect. And God was more upset with him, you know, not trying than him trying to say that I wanted to be perfect. He was like, look, it's not about being perfect. I just wanted you to be out there, you know? Absolutely. So I think the message is, and I would say the Bible is the greatest marketing strategy tool. But the message that God is trying to convey is that if you show up, I'll do the rest.
Absolutely.
That's hard. I would say one of the biggest challenges. But look, I got one more. I want to talk about what is the vision? What is the ultimate vision? Because everybody has an end game, right? Everybody has like, I want it to be this. I want it to be sold here. I want it to look like that. So when we return, we're going to talk about the vision of Mary's Jars.
I literally just tried the best pre-workout on the planet. With Superpower pre-workout, you have increased focus and a power boost every single time you work out. It's not only packed with 225 milligrams of caffeine, but it also has citrulline and creatine. It's insane how much energy and focus I had during my workouts. If you're ready to take your workouts to the next level, then ditch your current pre-workout and get the Superpower pre-workout to be your own hero.
Y'all, www.cvnkglobal.store. If I said it once, I'll say it again. cvnkglobal.store. All right, so envision, right? So 10 years from now, Kristen, where do you see Mary's Jars?
To be 100% honest, and I know some people might find this crazy, I don't actually dream of opening a bake shop. Sure. I don't actually dream of having my products nationally in stores. I actually want to keep it local within Chicago. I want it to be a Chicago gem, like Mild Sauce, right? I want it to be something that brings people to Chicago. And while you're here, you can't leave without getting Mary's Jars. So I do want to stay local. If I would like to have a storefront, I guess, where you can just come in, walk in, you know, grab what you're going to grab, order what you're going to order. So I guess I do want a shop in that sense.
Sure.
But I don't want the shop to just solely be where we're going to be making cakes, because we're not. I don't envision moving into making and baking cakes and doing weddings like that.
Yeah,
I don't envision that. I just want to continue to be able to offer Mary's Jars, a cheesecake in a jar. I want to be able to offer my cake pops and my cupcakes and continue working with my sister as well, who's also a phenomenal baker, and bringing her more into this process. So I just think that I want to have something, maybe like, you know, when you go to a Harold's Chicken or J&J's Fish and you have those little side desserts there. I can see myself being that. I can see my jars being that.
Gotcha. All right. That's cool. Look, I appreciate it. Kristen, where can they connect with you? They say, hey, look, I dig the podcast. You know, I see the dessert on Instagram. How can I reach out to you? How can I connect to you on the social media? And then how can they purchase it?
So you can go follow us on Instagram. It is Mary's_jar. So Mary's underscore jars, JARS. There's an ordering link in the bio. If you would like to go ahead and place an order, go ahead and click the link in the bio. It gives you all the instructions and all the things that we offer on a consistent basis. And if you have anything that you don't see on the on the ordering form, but you see it on our Instagram page, DM me. We can definitely talk about it.
Y'all connect, Kristen. Go to Mary's_jars where it goes down. And if you want to keep seeing amazing leaders like we have on today, you know what you got to do? YouTube, subscribe, like, share, comment, but subscribe. YouTube, one word, four letters, CVMK. CVMK underscore global on the ground. It is what it is underscore show. And my personal profile, CVMK33. TikTok, CVMK global. Or is that CVMK global? Snapchat, CVMK global. Fan base, CVMK global. X, CVMK global. And where it goes down, www.cvmkglobal.store. And until next time, guys, thanks.
If you think exercise alone got me looking like this, well, think again. CVMK Global Super Thick got me right. I'm obsessed, and yeah, I won't stop talking about it because it helped me grow in all the right places. Its creatine provides a fast and reliable way to increase your power, size, and shape, and it's scientifically proven to help you reach your physical goals in a safe, controlled manner. So if you want to increase muscle size, pump, and thickness in your muscle groups, you need Super Thick.